Sir Matthew?
It is Sir Matthew in the morning to you, Maynard.
In the morning to you. You are speaking to Sir Matthew in Melbourne. And when Eric the Shill sent out the word that Knights should contact me for interviews, I've been swamped, Sir Matthew.
Oh, fantastic.
And the big problem is that everyone's in great time zones like the Netherlands, Gitmo Nation East, or Stinky Cheese. We're a long way away, aren't we, Matthew?
Down Gitmo Nation down under, yes. Colleagues in other countries, it's always hard to find the right time to call them.
What I might do with the other Knights, I might get a series of questions, send them the questions, and they can record their own audio.
Oh, that sounds like an idea.
So I can stick it together and everyone can have the same answers and we can even like make a mini documentary out of it.
Oof.
But right now, Sir Matthew, how did you get introduced to No Agenda?
Moderately similar to a lot of others, I think. I think it all came from Twit, listening to John C. Dvorak, the buzzkill on Twit. And I had another friend that we used to always sit down and compare Twit notes. And he said, actually, I've been listening to this other podcast that JCD's on. You should listen to it. With the Podfather, started listening. That was probably about close to 2.5 years ago now and haven't looked back since.
What hooked you?
Oh, probably because it's an exhibition of rational thought in the media, which is something sadly lacking, where it's not sort of, it's got to be this black issue or this white issue. It's let's have a discussion at what's good about it, what's bad about it. And I've got to say, I get a bit of kick out of some of the more crackpot bits. I always sing along to the jingles, and I particularly like it when they play the Gitmo national anthem.
In the morn, it's and happy and distracted slaves.
That's correct.
Because sometimes that's the only way to get through the day, isn't it, Sir Matthew?
It is. Definitely, I'm one of those that is definitely a car drive, commute in the morning and back home in the evening listener.
Is there one issue that you go, this is great, win, lose or drone, that segment? I always love it when John gets onto the great soy milk conspiracy.
The soy milk conspiracy, I think we're a bit luckier that some of our soy is not quite as GM'd here in Australia. Whenever Adam's going off on one of his tangents about the Stargate or
the earthquake machine.
The earthquake machine's always good. Looking for those whale strandings to let us know when there's an earthquake coming along.
And you don't have to agree with it to enjoy it and to think about it.
Absolutely not. And that's the whole thing. Like, I think most of the mainstream media or the lamestream media is around trying to get all the people that have exactly the same thoughts and, you know, self-actualising their own ideas rather than having a discussion. It doesn't matter whether you agree or not. It's a discussion.
You listened. You got hooked. What made you decide to become a knight of the No Agenda Armoury?
I did my first donation. I thought, I wanted to do a douchebag call-out to my friend that had got me hooked, Mr. Simon Alicia, who's still not a knight, but he has de-douched himself. So I thought, if I'm going to do that, I may as well go for an executive producership. Did the threes, 333, 333, and then after that I thought, I'll do it again. And then once I'd done twice, I thought, well, it's only just one more. For a knighthood, I should go for that.
What do you do with the ring you got?
Generally have it with me. If it's not on my finger, I've got it on a necklace.
Have you punched anything with it just to see that it's the reverse when it comes out?
I've actually used the original wax that I got, and I've sealed a couple of letters with the wax.
To the Australian Tax Department?
It was. Not an official document to the ATO. Well, that's a good point. I should do that. Usually I lodge electronically, so it's a bit hard to do that. But
so it does look cool in reverse when you punch stuff?
It does. It actually comes out very, very nicely. I was a bit dubious as to whether or not it would look as good in once you actually wax sealed something as it does on the ring, but it was very, very good. I definitely agree with the buzzkill's idea that, you know, if you're not paying for the product, you are the product. If you're getting something for free, like a BTV or a podcast or something, and they're advertising to you, they're selling you to someone else. I really do think that what Adam and John are sort of doing is potentially the germ of an idea that could come into what is going to be our media in the future. You are directly paying for the media so that it's been tailored for the sort of stuff that you like rather than what the advertisers might want out of you. It's got the makings of something big, and I'm very keen to be a part of that.
Well, Sir Matthew, as someone who feels ownership of the program, is there something you'd like to see more of or something you'd like in the show or more of? Yeah, any comments?
I actually find myself just completely satisfied with the show as it is. I wouldn't want it to be longer, and I'm glad they dropped the idea of the third show because I don't know how I'd fit it into my week if I had more than 5 hours of No Agenda of a week. It's got its own variety within it. It's like there's pretty much no topic that they don't discuss. It would be nice to see them do a Hot Pockets tour down under. But
wouldn't that be great?
Like, it would be good.
All the different kinds of beer they could get stuck into.
It could be. We can teach them that Australia isn't about Foster's.
And Dvorak could just get some of these Australian wines that he can't get at Costco.
I'm across in Perth quite a bit for work, and I've got to say that the boys keep saying they want to go there, and they really should. And the Margaret River's not very far from Perth.
One last question. Why do you think there aren't many female knights? in the around the round table?
Probably because of the technology link that gets most of the people into the show. I'd say, you know, with JCD being a technology columnist and the podfather himself being all things to RSS and podcasting, most of us geeks and nerds out there, there tends to be a bit of a male bias to it.
Sir Matthew from Melbourne, thank you very much for chatting to us. Thank you for your time. And I hope we've inspired a few more people to think a bit more about being a knight of the round table. I mean, what do you do with all your hookers and blow?
I try and keep them away from my wife.